Carol Klein is a family doctor at the Carrboro Community Health Center. It's a warren of brightly painted rooms in a low building next to a railroad track.
I started working here right out of residency, and this is the only doctor job I've ever had.
After 25 years here, Klein is the senior provider. Sometimes she establishes a relationship with a patient. Others come and go.
I've been very interested and concerned about where they're getting care now. Many of them were uninsured, and we always felt like we're a safety net for the community.
Safety net. That's a term used often to refer to a healthcare facility where the practitioners are family physicians and there are no specialists or hospitalization. They are supposed to be a stopgap, but are often the only care a person ever receives. At the Carrboro Community Health Center, about 80% of their patients are uninsured and pay on a sliding scale.
Esta clínica nos da la oportunidad de pagar menos.
This clinic gives us the opportunity to pay less, so we come to the clinic for a physical or other checkup.
Físico o de cualquier tipo de otro.
Arturo is at the clinic for the first time. He only gave his first name. Uninsured, he's been in the U.S. for 12 years. Arturo has a wife and young son and works as a cook in a restaurant. They're all here for physicals. It's Arturo's first since he's been in the country. His employer is willing to make health insurance available, but Arturo would have to pay the whole premium.
Para cubrir toda la familia, yo creo que...
To cover my whole family, that would take half of my salary, and that's too much.
That half is $600 a month. If it cost less, Arturo would like to have health insurance.
Claro que sí, yo creo que sí.
Sure, if there were a medical insurance program available that cost less, who wouldn't want to have it?
¿Quién no iba a querer tenerlo?
Dr. Carol Klein knows the financial consequences for a patient without health insurance who needs hospitalization or long-term specialized care. So long as health insurance is linked to employment, Klein says the system will fail.
The model we have is so broken and so ridiculous, we have to change the model. I think we should be blowing it up and rethinking the whole thing.
Of course, there are studies to show just how broken the healthcare system in North Carolina is. The North Carolina Institute of Medicine has conducted several studies that show that 1.5 million of North Carolina's residents are uninsured. And as it turns out, there's no one face to that 1.5 million. Economist Mark Holmes is the Institute's vice president.
The uninsured is a microcosm of the state's population. It's no one group. There are high-income people in there, high-educated people. There's people that you would be surprised to find were uninsured. But the fact is that many people look at the price tag and just say, you know, that's something that I just can't afford. Ultimately, most of it comes down to the price.
For Mark Holmes, this isn't an abstract concept.
My father has a lot of health conditions that in addition to being 64 years old, probably 40 pounds overweight, smoker, drinker. So for him, I mean, he does not have health insurance coverage. And my dad's an attorney, a small town attorney. So he was priced out of the market because I think the quote he got was over $1,200 a month. But there are many people in North Carolina who are priced out of the market at lower rates.
I'm Rex Miller. I'm a documentary filmmaker and photographer living in Durham, North Carolina.
Among Miller's projects is a book and accompanying CD, All the Blues Gone, Music and Life in Mississippi.
Go around with you. It hurts me too.
Because of his work, Rex Miller buys cameras and lenses instead of health insurance.
You know, you make a lifestyle choice, you're going to be an artist. So then there's a whole lot of things that you would rather spend your hard-earned money on than giving it to a health insurance company.
Miller keeps healthy. He hasn't had a cold in more than a dozen years.
Yeah, I just take care of myself. I mean, I've always been an athletic person, and I worked with a nutritionist and holistic healer, and I just try to practice that, just be healthy. But so far, so good.
Still, the North Carolina Institute of Medicine studies have shown there may be dire consequences to being uninsured. Pam Silberman is the Institute's president.
There is a correlation between lack of health insurance and poor health. There is a correlation between lack of health insurance and failure to get preventive screenings. There's a link between lack of health insurance and not having a regular doctor, and there's a link between lack of health insurance and having a higher death rate.
It's that death rate Michael is trying to avoid. Michael is using an alias, and his voice has been altered so as not to be recognized.
I don't want you to use my real name because, although I don't think I've done anything illegal, I did get married largely to get health insurance, and I would be concerned that someone might interpret that as insurance fraud.
That is, he got married for the in-sickness part of it, not for love. She's a friend. They don't live together.
First of all, I have a rare blood disease, and I pretty much require a skillful specialist. And there's not many people who know anything about my disease, and a clinic would most likely not have anyone who knew anything about it. Secondly, my major expense is not visits to the doctor, but is my medicine. And the medicine retail costs about $3,000 a month. So you can see why I have to have health insurance.
Michael has a PhD. He's researched his options. Because of his illness, he says he's not really able to work. He tires easily. Without treatment and especially medication, Michael claims he could die within a year. He can't afford the $1,300 a month he'd have to pay for health insurance on his own. And Michael resents having to find a way to work the system.
I just think it's outrageous. And I'm glad to see that there's a few murmurings of reform out there. But I think that, you know, we really need to push ahead with some kind of universal health care that doesn't put people like me or people who have even fewer resources than I do in such a terrible position.
At the Carborough Community Health Center, Arturo, his wife Mariana, and son Diego are ready to leave. For now, everyone is healthy. Mariana plans to bring Diego back again for another checkup. As for Arturo, with luck and good health, it could be another 12 years. I'm Karen Michelle, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Christiana?